Now, lockdown has been tough for everyone, but the restrictions on auction marts and big events in the agricultural calendar have only added to the problems of rural isolation. For many older and retired farmers in particular, these gatherings are an integral part of their social life. Well, during this Mental Health Awareness Week, we thought we'd highlight one of the initiatives tackling loneliness. In North Yorkshire, young farmers have been drafted in. As Chris Jackson reports, for the younger generation, this has meant ditching texting, social media, and new technology, and going back to the trusty landline and a real conversation.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Nellis, it's Lacey.
What are you busy today?
The friendship is just a few weeks old. Lacey and Noel are both from a long line of farmers. By phone, they're just 10 miles apart, but in age, there's a difference of 70 years.
First of anything I knew about was when Lacey rang me. I was quite willing to talk to her and I enjoyed talking to her.
Well, he's a lovely old fella to ring, yeah. I really get on with him, so hopefully I'm giving him a bit out of it as well.
Pairing them was the brainchild of Isabel Harrison, a coordinator with Rydale Carers Support. During the pandemic, her job has been to ensure the elderly in her rural community feel connected. She spotted the local young farmers group and thought they'd be the perfect recruits.
The young farmers are still hands-on and doing the job, whereas my old gentlemen that I work with are removed from it and don't get to see it and don't get the day-to-day.
Well, I just can't do it now. Let's face it, I'm 89-year-old. The soul's willing, but the body's weak.
My name's Lacey Hewison. I am 19. I work on the farm, I work on another farm, and I work at an agricultural store. I know how much my grandma suffers. We've been quite lonely. And I thought if Mr. Nellis is off a farming background and he'll have been used to a busy life and always seeing people, like, I wouldn't want someone else to be a bit lonely either.
At Mount Pleasant Farm on the edge of Lealholm Village on the North York Moors, Lacey has been busy in the lambing shed. But there's still time to keep Noel up to speed.
Yeah, well, we've had a few more sheep turned out this afternoon. They're all gone to sunbathe and all.
It's grand weather for
them. I know, it's a bit warm for me.
Isabel hopes these connections born out of COVID could be a blueprint for the future.
An elderly gentleman, former farmer, will be getting visits from officialdom, from doctors, nurses, carers. Nobody calling just out of interest and just to see how you are for your own sake, without a reason. And that's been the most important thing, is that our befrienders call because they enjoy calling, not because they have to call.
It was all horses. In fact, when I was going to school, you could count on one hand the number of tractors.
He's got such experience on the farm. Do you pick his brain?
Yeah, there's still the old methods that stick as well, with like when you're adopting on a lamb, if you do a wet adoption and put it in a bucket of water first, it always works.
When lockdown gets lifted, I intend going to marts, meeting up with farmers and having a cup of tea and such like.
Do you hope the conversations will continue?
I hope so, and I think they will do.
I hope after COVID we'd maybe even be able to meet up for a cup of tea or something somewhere, or go for a drive and Danby Show or something like that.
I'll let you get on, Lacey.
Yeah, see you soon, Mr. Nellis.
Bye.
Noel and Lacey with Chris Jackson there.